This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What's a win with the second pick overall for the Commanders? Here's what I mean by this, Danny. They're going to take a quarterback. We know that. It's going to be Daniels or May, maybe McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
What does that player have to turn into for it to be a victory? And what has to happen with the prospect that they're bringing in to have hit a home run on that pick? So here's my initial logic, and then we can see where this goes. I think for them to have won, for them to make a pick that looks, in hindsight, like it was the right one, they did a good job, I think they need to give the quarterback a second contract, and not in a situation like the Giants, where there's great consternation, the guy gets the second deal, people immediately are nervous because you had the one career year right before the payday, and you're between a rock and a hard place like Dallas always is with Dak. But rather, guy's a really good player. You feel like you have someone who could be a long-term answer in a franchise QB, you pay them accordingly. I think if you get to a second contract and you feel good about handing, at that time it's going to be $50 million plus dollars a year. It's already there. But let's say it's upwards of $60 million. It'd be the 8th, 10th highest paid quarterback, whatever it is, 5 years from now. And you feel okay doing that with the giant cap number that every team's going to have at their disposal, I think that'll have been a win for the Commanders. I think a home run is different. You got to be a superstar. You got to be one of the elites on the Mount Rushmore. You got to crack that conversation with Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, those types. That's what a home run looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they keep the QB for a second contract and they're here at that point for the better part of 8 or 9 years as a starter, you've found the most consistent, durable, reliable QB with longevity in almost 30 years, I think that's a huge win.
I'm almost identical to that. And I guess where I would say it's a win is if it's obvious. Of course he's getting a second contract. Not a weird one where you can get out after a year, the Daniel Jones type thing, or 2 years, whatever it is. Not some kind of, you know, backdoor good on paper, but in reality you don't think he's the guy. Like, you just lock him up and it's obvious. You know what I mean? Like, of course you do. There's no, will they or won't they? Will they draft someone? Or, you know, I don't want to be in a Kyler Murray situation. I don't want to be in a Josh Field situation. I don't want to do that. I want to know we got a dude, right? So there's a handful of guys you would know exactly who we were talking about. Even though he hadn't blossomed and been a super-duper star as yet, it was obvious Detroit was going to extend Matt Stafford. Of course he would. Are you kidding me? That guy's really good. He's not one of the three or four best at any given time in the NFL, but he's been really, really good. Goes somewhere to a better system, by the way, gets himself a Super Bowl.
Dak's
one, right? Who I think is, you know, there have been some ups and downs. He's really good. He's really good. So, yeah, of course you're going to extend that guy. And you could go down the list and figure some of them out, right? Justin Herbert's team hasn't won diddly or squat with him at this stage, but there is no way you'd let that dude get out of that building, right? Of course. So you know. That's where it is to me, where you'd say that's a win. And not just because you drafted him. You know, not just because he's the guy that we thought we were getting and we'll do it to make ourselves right, to pat ourselves on the back, because it's the right thing. Like, that to me is what a win looks like, where there's no, should they give him that fifth-year option? Should we really start doing that? No, you just you have one. You have it. You may not have the perfect. You may not have the dude that makes it so that you're always in the NFC title game every year. There are only a handful of those type of dudes on the planet or playing at any given time. But it's so obvious that you have a dude that you do it.
Can it be a win if the guy they draft is good and gets the second contract, but the guy they don't draft is better?
That's a great question.
That's a fun exercise.
It's a great question. For a lot of fans, the answer is going to be no.
I agree.
But for you and I think, I don't want to speak for you, but for me, context and what's around and how, you know, what else is built around him is so instrumental to that, that who knows if you'd swap places, how it would have worked,
well,
right?
My bar is also just lower. Like, the threshold for me, if they do a thing where they get a quarterback who's good in a situation where someone can thrive, it's going to be so different than my entire life and 30 years of fandom for people around here that I think it'll absolutely be a win. But to play this out, if Washington drafts Daniels too, Daniels turns into a good player, never an MVP type, let's say, not a guy who's a top five or seven quarterback.
Makes some Pro Bowls after a couple dudes drop out. Yeah.
I'm going to say, just for the sake of the discussion, like a rich man's Justin Fields, where he's a better passer, makes plays with his feet, never in the top 10-ish. You know, maybe a couple people have him back in top 10, but, you know, pretty solid top half of the league quarterback. But Drake May goes to New England and somehow becomes Josh Allen 2.0. Could it be a win? If May then is in the AFC Championship game off and on pretty early and playing his butt off and looks like he's the next guy to join the Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Lamar kind of top of the league combo, and you don't have that guy, or vice versa. If you draft May, and May is fine, gets the second contract, throws for 4,000 plus and 28 touchdowns every year, but Jaden Daniels is Lamar 2.0 or something, and it wins an MVP award for the Patriots, can you still call that a win? You were debating between the two. Mm-hmm. Now, you're right. I mean, you and I understand that there is gray area. I think most of our listeners get that fit and situation matter. And maybe it wouldn't have worked out the same way here. But I do think it's going to be hard if you choose between two guys and your guy is not the best of the two to call it a win in bold or underline that for Peters and company.
I'll have a different view of that than most, I think. And I know I've come to realize I'm wired differently than everybody, that it seems, in terms of the way people consume sports and the like. I'll still consider it a win. I will consider it the grand slam dunk on everybody super win, the ultimate triumph, right? But if you get a quarterback class where multiple guys are good to superstar and you got one of them, I'm not comparing that to that year. I'm comparing that to decades of not having one. I know what it's like to not have one and not have a chance.
Okay, but what if the other guy wins a Super Bowl or two, 6-7 years in, and Washington's got a good quarterback on a second contract, and they haven't gotten close to the title?
Still a win for me.
Okay.
Because it's more than zero, but again, it's more 9-7 than it is 17-0.
But I want to pose that question to people. I actually kind of think this is compelling. Do they have to get it right between the two QBs they're debating between? And if you want to throw McCarthy into it, the three quarterbacks in the conversation, for you to feel like it's a win for this front office. Like, if the quarterback they draft's pretty good, but the other guy ends up being the superstar, is that something you'd hold against them, or would you put that on the ledger as a W or an L?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.